This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For most of us, even those of us who live in Los Angeles, the desert Southwest is an easy place to forget about. Automatic lawn sprinklers and air conditioning have a way of doing that. But in his new book about the American desert, about what it means and how it came to have such meaning, Ruben Martinez says we would do well to pay a little bit more attention. His book is called, appropriately enough, Desert America. Ruben, thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure, Kai.
Why did you go to the desert?
I was on one of those healing pilgrimages. I had gotten in a world of trouble. I was working as a journalist in Mexico City and was lucky enough to have a book advance. And I had spent the entire advance and didn't have a word written. And I was past deadline. I was looking to heal from addiction. And I had some friends that had started kind of like a little art colony in the village of Joshua Tree, California.
Yeah.
So I made the journey.
Joshua Tree is a place that most of us, my guess, would be know for maybe one or two reasons. First of all, you too, right? And the album, The Joshua Tree.
Exactly.
If you know the military, you know 29 Palms, the huge Marine Corps base out there.
Largest in the nation.
And it's a little cognitively dissonant, those two things going together with each other.
It is. But it's kind of, it's almost easy if you're the tourist to camp out for a night or two up there among the massive otherworldly granite boulders, and you feel like you're on another planet. But if you spend a little bit more time there, and if you go into the town and you go off the main strip, you start seeing that other desert, that the military desert, which is endlessly troubling. And yes, those two realities are side by side out there.
And it's a reality that economically changed while you were there. I mean, you your first place that you rented out in Joshua Tree was what, $275 a month, $275 a month?
5 acres.
And by the time you left, there was a boom that had passed through not just Joshua Tree, but Arizona, New Mexico. I mean, it was a place of intense economic growth the time you were there.
I think most of us familiar with the term gentrification know that part of the classic model of it often turns on little bohemian creative class types, often very low rent, in the beginning at least, creating a little bit of buzz, moving into a neighborhood that's probably working class, maybe immigrant, and then starting to brand it as cool, hip, alternative, bohemian. And that's what started happening to Joshua Tree.
This is a very, it's a very visual book. And I'm guessing you wrote it, obviously, because you want a lot of people to read it, a lot of people who haven't necessarily seen the desert Southwest. And as a guy from originally the East Coast who didn't really understand what the American desert West was like until he got out here, how do you do that?
This book is trying to reveal a dark and, let's be honest, scary part of the desert that has always been with us. And I want people to come to terms with that part of the desert so that they can experience the beauty of the desert in a cleaner way. And I think for us to have that encounter, we have to deal with that dark side of the desert. And if you'll permit me on the marketplace to say this, to deal with the desert of capitalism, you know, that part of extreme capitalism, boom and bust, which is a subtitle of the book, so I'm pointing in this direction. There's something about capitalism in the desert that goes back to the roots of boom and bust in terms of the old extractive economies.
Yeah.
And the speculation that was the wild, radical speculation that was endemic to those periods, oil, silver, gold. Today it's natural gas, oil, fracking is occurring out in the Southwest landscape as well.
You know, it's interesting that you have turned now the conversation a little bit to the geopolitics of it, right? Because as we come out of this election now with immigration reform way high on the agenda, I wonder if you think that now this image that you paint of the desert West might start getting some more attention.
Yes. The desert West is also the locus, of course, of the immigration wars. Or the demographic change that everybody's talking about at the national level, of course, started right here. Immigration coming across that border, browning California. You know, when you look out across the desert landscape, you don't see a lot of green. You're seeing a lot of shades of gray and brown out there. And so brown is a human part of that landscape as well.
Yeah.
The desert, I think, is asking us to live another way, environmentally, politically, and humanly.
Ruben Martinez, his book is called Desert America, Boom and Bust in the New Old West. Give it a read. It's a good one. Ruben, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.